Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Well, listen, hey, I hope everybody's doing okay after the holiday season. This is Tom, Lipsy Too Much Tea. I want to do this show, you know, reaching out for all other community leaders to embrace men, giants who come before us, because we stand on the shoulders of giants. But now it's time for us not to rely on the giants who've been dead for 50 years. It's time for what we need to do to show others how we could become giants. We're talking more specifically about Martin Luther King Parade, January 16th, and also another great American leader from Atlanta, Fred Beeman Watson. You know, we have just what we want to do is just to show our tribute and our sincere efforts to try to keep Martin Luther King's dream alive and Fred Beeman Watson keep his dream of victory over violence. So I want to say thank you so much for being on the show. It's going to be a short show, and we're just going to just really kind of give everybody a little sketch on what, you know, these two great men means to them and what they are doing today to continue to keep their eye on the prize and to encourage and challenge and inspire those young men, women who will come behind us who are, you know, understand it's a challenge, because a lot of our own generations that came before us have somehow disconnected with our legacy and our heritage. Also, I want to bring on number one is my co-host and one of the top entrepreneurs in Georgia. Her name is Trisha Bailey, and I want to bring her on, and let's see what we can get from her.
Trisha Bailey. Tom, hello, how are you doing?
Outstanding.
Did you get any snow in Snellville?
Well, we had some sleet and a little snow, but right now the sun is out. You know, I was born in Chicago, but there's some crazy people, and they're still driving 70 miles an hour. However, if you're going to get out and get around in Georgia, around the southeast, you need to do it, you know, during the summertime hours, and be careful and slow down for them. And no texting and driving. Trisha, can you say a little something real quickly about yourself? Because we're going to go down the list. We got the red carpet out here.
Okay, you do. Yes.
And so, Trisha, can you tell me a little bit about yourself and then talk a little bit about Fred Beeman? But first, give your introduction and then talk about Fred Beeman and Martin Luther King Parade, please.
Okay. Well, first of all, thank you for allowing me to be on your show, which is a worldwide and nationwide, statewide. I'm sure you are the media mafia, and you are the prince of the promised land in Snellville, Georgia. So thanks for having me on your show today. To give you a little bit of information about myself, again, my name is Trisha Bailey. I do quite a few things. First of all, I'm a hairstylist of 35 years, fitness instructor, and also I have a comic character, and her name is called the Lookout Lady. And she's a superhero who I've created. And basically, I advocate for safety, health, and a well-being of others to help save one life. I'm a motivational speaker. I advocate for no bullying, no texting and driving, and domestic violence. So I go to schools, I go to churches, and I go to civic organizations. And I talk about, you know, the importance of all three of these things. So that's a little bit of information about myself.
What does Fred Beeman mean to you?
Let's see. When I met Fred a couple of years back, he allowed me to come to the state capitol with him to advocate for what I advocate for. And he was such an inspiration to me, and he was such a great person. And he took me by his wing, and he told me some things about, you know, how to be a community leader, how to be out, just always be out there helping someone, make sure, you know, we always be out there to be supportive of people and help other people.
All right. Well, here we go. We're going to go down the list first, and then we're going to come back real quickly. I see that we have talking about a rock singer or one of the community leaders here in Atlanta. Church, can you introduce me to Maddie Rock?
Of course I can. Maddie Rock is she's a shaker, a mover and a shaker to me. She has she's RNU Technical Media Films out of Snellville, Georgia. And she is, like I said, she's a power burst. She's a community leader in our organization. So I would like to introduce Ms. Maddie Rock of RUN Technical Media Films.
Ms. Maddie Rock, welcome to the show.
Hi, Tom. Thank you so much for having me, and thank you, Tisha Bailey.
You're welcome.
Tisha Bailey.
Yes. How you doing, Maddie?
I am catapulting on top of the world. I am so excited about this event, and if you guys would allow me to tell you about it, I'd be more than happy to do that.
Yes. Tell us how you got involved.
Take the mic, Maddie.
Yes. And why you decided to do this every year.
Well, Fred V. Mann Watson, the late great Fred V. Mann Watson, was a mentor to me. He's the reason that I got started in television. I actually took over his show, Good News at Primetime TV, for a while. I hosted with Reginald Drummer, John Simmons, and worked with the producer there who is, I can't think of her name. Sorry about that. But anyway, he passed an incredible torch to me and a lot of other people. And I think he carefully picked people that would keep that legacy alive, which is what we're doing with the TV show and the parade. Now, I lost count, but I think it's about the 10th or the 11th year that we've done this. Now, we do things a little bit different because it's all about education. It's about history, and it's all about our children. So we invite our youth out to be a part of this celebration, which means you're going to have singing, dancing, stepping, cheering, all kinds of activities from the kids. They're going to spend the day making their signs. Of course, we're going to film this. I think Maddie Rock's going to bring that TV show down there as well. And what we do is we meet the other half of our team to march in the parade, and we celebrate. Because I have so much admiration for Martin Luther King and the things that he had put in place for African Americans. Had it not been for him, a lot of things that we have the ability to take advantage of today would not be there. Fred V. Mann felt so strongly about that. He's the reason that we're still keeping that going today.
So, Maddie, how many people are you anticipating for the event?
You know what? I have no idea. I never know until the very last minute. But I can tell you based on experience, last year, we probably had 200 to 300 total come through. And more than half of them spent the day with us.
Right, I said people were coming in and out throughout the day, so it was excitement, wasn't it?
Exactly.
Good. Yes.
Well, what they're doing right now is they're registering. Right now, they're still registering. They got a little bit of time to do that before there's no more seats there. And we invite the youth that are able to entertain or would like to, you know, to show off their skills to come and be a part of this history.
Okay. Can you tell us where it's located and where, like you said, the time and everything?
Yes. We're quite lucky. We actually have a building on Auburn Avenue, right about two blocks from the King Center. It's called Princeton Hall, and that address is 330 Auburn Avenue. We're out there. You can just look me up, Maddie Rock. It's all over Facebook. It's on your page. I think it's on Tom's page. Tom shared as well. And it's going to be so many additional updates as people are coming along. I am extremely excited.
Exactly. So am I. So just to be able to get out there and see the kids do their signs and, you know, walk with the in the parade, that's going to be a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's very exciting for the kids because many of them don't know that they can pick up the phone and call me, call you, and they can be a part of that history as well. So we encourage the youth to come, their parents, the businesses, the groups, all kinds of things like that. We are happy to have you. And one other good thing
Let me interject to tell you, because we have all these people trying to get in. Right now I'm looking at about 5,000 people going crazy and want to try to reach this individual, because you got to understand what with Fred B. Man, and obviously what I'm doing with Trisha Bailey. Trisha Bailey's the lookout lady. She is my co-host. Mm-hmm. I got something I looked at when you were on Primetime TV, and Fred B. Man watching said in closing or in doing the show, saying that, you know, I'm so glad for the opportunity for the people to come out and do these things. But he turned around and looked at you and said, Maddie, as my co-host, I'm so thankful to have you. And I'm going through some medical issues right now, and I might be there, I might not be there, but we as a people are going to get there. And, Maddie, this is for you, and this is for Trisha, who does my talk show and everything else. But I want to see if I can get on this individual who, Maddie, we were interns for Fred B. Man. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And let me see if I can get 770-886.
Hey, what's happening? Yes, it is. How y'all doing?
Okay, Maddie, you gotta understand. Here's the three amigos. Now, Trisha, give Larry an intro to Maddie Rock and Larry. Then you have, you know, what you're doing with the great things you're doing in around the country, and what, you know, Fred B. Man meant to you. Trisha,
okay. Yeah, I'd like to say hello, Trisha. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing, Larry DeVille?
Good. And
let me introduce you first, Larry.
And let me tell you, nobody has introduced me to Maddie Rock, man. I mean,
right.
I've been longer than you, man. I just didn't want to say nothing yet, you know.
Oh, hi, Larry.
Hey, how you doing?
I remember,
it's some soldiers out here, but it's not a lot of them. So we have to run into each other every once in a while. So yeah, we met a while ago on the battlefield.
Mm-hmm.
So it's glad to be a part of this conversation.
Good,
okay.
Good.
Yeah, I met Fred a while ago, man. I met Fred in the 90s because I had just gotten I did a movie with Anthony Hopkins and Cuba Gooding Jr. back in the 90s, and I was going to be doing some things with Fred, and I had to cut it off because I went down there to do that movie. So that's how I know how long ago it was. But we connected probably 2 years ago as well, reconnected. And he was a person that really showed me how to, my company, be more positive, you know, working with at-risk youth and students and stuff, trying to keep them from getting kicked out of school. Fred really showed me how to market things and how to push what the vision is, getting people behind you and stuff. So he was a great leader on that. And also he was a great person in that he had his own personal testimony. I ran into a lot of people in this business who are in it for some crazy reasons. Some want to get rich. Some want to get famous. Some want to just do it because they have nothing else to do. But there are some of us who are in it because we've been called specifically by God to make a difference. You know, and
mm-hmm.
our life experience exemplifies that. And he's a person, you know, with me being a big-time former gang member, regardless, and nobody say, you know, I got kicked out of school 17 times in 1 year. you know, still got my transcript to show it. And Fred, his situation, you know, with his injuries and stuff, we became connected. You know, I knew what he was talking about. He knew what I was talking about without even us, without having to say anything. So that's what brought me here. So, yeah.
Yeah, that was the thing about Fred. He always connected with the right people, you know, and he always, you know, got you, you know, on track as to what your purpose was.
Oh yeah, no doubt. You know.
Now, Larry, can you talk about some of the upcoming things that you're doing in your organizations that you're doing? Because guess what, you could have stayed in Hollywood, have been traveling around doing they're trying to do another show about the King of Comedy and everything. But you came back and you started an organization called Be More Positive. Can you just say a little something about that?
Yeah, Be More Positive was actually formed as a result of the crime bill in 94, you know, when they passed the bill to lock a lot of kids up, that the bill that was, it was wrong from the beginning, but only last year did Bill Clinton apologize. Him and Hillary Clinton apologized. Y'all probably saw that on the news where they said they know it was wrong now, and they apologized for mass incarceration and things like that. But as soon as the bill was passed, I knew that I couldn't believe it, you know. So I wanted to start a company, Be More Positive, and that's what we've been doing across the country, trying to keep kids and adults from getting in the system in the first place. Because once you get in the system, it's hard to hard. The system ain't gonna just voluntarily let you loose. So
there's a decade.
Be More Positive. That's what we're about, man. I'm professionally, I'm a comedian still. I got a website, Funny Man with a Message. I perform probably 3 or 4 times a week in local comedy clubs as well as conventions and arenas still across the country to this day. And I'm funnier today than I ever have been. And that's how you know it from God.
Yes, I've heard him before. He is funny, Tom.
All right.
Yeah, y'all can forget about Steve Harvey and all the rest of them. This is the man who took them to school. But while we're on it, Larry,
hey,
I know you're tremendously busy. Yeah.
It's funny why you say that. People don't know it, but I am the person to get out. I don't know if you heard of comedian Earthquake and Bruce and Samore and all them.
Yeah,
you heard of
them.
Mm-hmm. I'm the person that gave them their first TV show, their first TV appearance, rather.
Wow.
A lot of people don't know that.
Wow.
You know.
Well,
yeah, so.
Well, Larry, can you hold for a quick minute? Because we're going to try to pick up a few of our people, and then we're going to all, you know, celebrate and have our contact information. Because guess what? After the show is podcast and done, you know, I challenge all of you all to share the links that are on your pages and stuff to other people and everything else. If you need media exposure and whatnot, you know, Tom lives. I want to give you mine. It's because the grace of God, we all cross paths for some reason or another. And if you think you're doing it all by yourself, because God gives us all a talent. The unfortunate thing is a lot of people live their whole lives trying to live their lives and don't identify their talent like we have. And sometimes it's through hard times that you find your talent. But if you find your talent and you don't share your talent, you're selfish. Because we have to, you know, be able to share and to come together as people, and because God gave us, you know, made us out of man like, and he said, hey, why don't you all talk amongst yourself? Because I got galaxies and, you know, and universes that I got to focus on. So when you're able to say not let go, let God, but when you're trying to apply yourself and do something else with your abilities to help those who are really sincere about in need of your one word or two words or a joke or inspiration or a hug, is something that can last a lifetime for a young child. I'm going to see if I can bring on a couple of people. Larry, you mic'd up. You know, you're well mic'd up. We're going to be mic'ing up. Just listen and see if I can get someone else. 310-220, can you tell me your name and where you call from?
I think they left, huh?
This is Frederick now.
Hello? Frederick?
Hey, yes, this is Frederick Nall.
Hello,
okay,
Frederick.
Frederick.
Hi, Frederick. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Okay. Well, we're doing it in a roundabout different way, but hey, Ms. Rock, Mr. Bill, Ms. Bailey, this is what we talked about. This is a young man who is coming out with, he's a producer, a writer, screenplay writer, and he's coming out with his own movie, understand? Well, you're 26 years old, and this is what we're trying to say is we got to stand on the shoulders of giants. We got to become a giant ourselves, and we got to let people know that they can grow, you know, as they grow. And we can't keep these young men knee-walking when they have something to tell us. Isn't that right, Larry?
That's right.
Fred, okay, tell us a little bit about yourself and tell us about the inspiration. And I told him, Pappy, Tricia, the other day, I said it's passion, it's action, it's production and inspiration. He said, it's passion and inspire. That's all he said. Frederick, welcome to the show. Tell us a little bit about yourself and what you're coming out with and what you've learned from your history of knowledge of our successful leaders of the past and how you're going to lead the young to another better day.
Yes, well, my name is Frederick Nall. My full name is Frederick Tobias Nall IV. I am from Atlanta, Georgia, born and raised, Northside Hospital, 1990. My parents reside in Doraville, Georgia. They live. We've been in the community for a while now. They're both pastors for Divinity Church International. That's located in Duluth, Georgia. And, my life is literally, as I'm talking to you guys, my life is a movie in itself. It's a very this journey, you know, to when you strive for greatness in this life, you essentially push through lots of boundaries, lots of adversities, essentially, and you take things to another level, and that's basically what I've come to within the last 7 years. I started Phoenix World Productions, which is my production company, 7 years ago. And the biggest reason why I did that was because I felt like in the community, in our community, in the African American community, that there weren't enough young people, showing, more positive outlooks and more positive views, in society. Essentially, as you all know, with the Black Lives Matter movement, there's been a lot of shootings. The whole premise of a black man in America at this current moment is not that positive. And what I wanted to do was showcase that, hey, there are some of us out here who are actually doing positive things out here, not even just for the community, but for everybody and for people from all walks of life, and that we can resonate and we can identify with people and we can carry, conversations and carry viewpoints with all people. With that being said, I created a movie called The Run Saga. The Run Saga is a movie from people from all walks of life. They're having a choice to either stay or run from the situation. They're dealing with immigration, homosexuality, religion. They're dealing with substance abuse, sexual abuse. They're dealing with, just a lot of different aspects and things that people don't really want to talk about within not just our community, but all communities. And the stories interweave and interconnect. So about 2.5 years ago, my business partner, Otavio, got with me. He's like, let's make a movie. And I was like, well, we don't got the money to make a movie. He's like, well, we got to raise it. We got to do whatever we have to do to make this thing happen. So we got with different people, trial and error, went through some different investors, and, everything didn't fully work out. Then finally, we went back to the drawing board, created a package finally, and then someone said finally yes. It's just taken one yes, as you all know in this life. And when we did that, we started a journey where essentially things have just taken – I can't even begin to explain what God essentially has done just with this one project and where it's taken us. A lot of people out here do so much, so many projects, so many movies, so many different things where they're still trying to get just to that next level. Essentially, God has given us just one item, one project where it has taken us I guess, even to this conversation with all of you guys. And the movie is the first movie is called Breathe, and it's essentially a proof of concept for our entire saga, for our entire series. Breathe is the prequel to the entire project, and the other chapters are called Run, Escape, and also Freedom. And it's just a powerful production, and I think, I do know that it resonates with lots of people, just from the feedback that we've received so far. Like I said before, we are on this journey. You know, as I'm talking to you guys, the journey is still happening. So as I'm in this moment, we still rocking and rolling.
Well, okay, well, hang right there for a second, and as we're coming around the corner, we're going to ask everyone, and we do apologize because we know that there's a lot of things that you all need to do, you know, while if you're in this, winter storm, Helena, you need to get things done during the afternoon. Be careful out there driving, but I want to ask real quickly, Larry.
Yeah, what's happening?
What do you think about this young man?
I'm very impressed with the young man. He's absolutely right. I applaud his work. You know, I hope that he continues to do it. But we really do need to see more young people out here that are passionate. And it's ironic, because he's 26, right? He's 26 years old, right?
26.
Okay, yeah, 26. And I said that to say that the guy who shot, the young man who shot the people at the airport yesterday, at he was 26. You have two
See
different.
See what I'm saying?
He was 26 years old, and destroying his life and others. And this young man is 26, and he's doing the opposite. And so it's definitely needed. So I applaud you. Anything I could do, let me know.
Okay, well, we're coming around. I got, let me see, one other individual. We got 570-559. Tell me your name, where you calling from.
This is Dorian Thomas calling from Atlanta, Georgia. Good afternoon, everyone.
Dorian Thomas, okay. Well, you heard, listen, by the way, let me just introduce Dorian. Dorian is a man, and guess what, he's a mentor of Frederick Nah. Okay, he just talked to you. Dorian, if you can talk real quickly, we've gone around the bend. I know it's short order, but tell us about yourself. Tell us about your past. Tell us about the inspiration of Martin Luther King, men like Fred B. Mann Watson, men like you, men like Larry D. Mill. Both of y'all were juvenile officers. And guess what? Isn't that what Larry just said? 26-year-old man was down in Florida shooting all these people, giving up his life. And I know it took y'all, I know it hurt your feelings, hurt your heart when you had to go back and arrest these young men every time for juvenile defense. Isn't that right?
Yes.
Dorian, welcome to the show.
That's absolutely right. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And you're right. It's just disheartening, to say the least. And just to bring it full circle, that's exactly right. And that's one of the reasons why I really enjoy the life and the journey that Frederick Nah has taken, because he again, like, he's only 26 years old, but his soul, we were just spent some time the other night together, that his soul is so much older because of what he's been through. And he has had an opportunity to really just affect lives and change lives, and that's one of the things I really want to help him continue to do, is get his message out there. One of the things I didn't hear him mention is part of this series he's talking about is human trafficking. Atlanta is one of the largest places where human trafficking is taking place at, and a lot of people don't know that. And that's one of the series that he's talking about in his film. He's dealing with human trafficking as well. He's dealing with real-life issues that we as a community, as people, need to pay attention to not only be aware of, but also encourage us to do our part to not only to do an effect on these areas, but also encourage our people to stand up and recognize and see something and say something. So I'm really proud of him.
Well, thank you so much.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
I didn't give you a whole lot of information about myself. I am a talent scout as well as a project manager for one of the agencies here in Atlanta, called the UME Agency, stands for Ultimate Model Management Incorporated. We are a multi-services agency. I've been doing scouting for many years. I've worked and mentored the youth for many years, including being in the adjudication portion of it. But my job, my mission, I believe, is not only just raise a family, I'm a husband and father of five children and five grandchildren, but to also mentor youth in our community and our children to continue to be better than we ever have been. That's who I am in a nutshell.
All right. Awesome.
What we're going to do right now is, if we can, start with Trisha Bailey, and we're going to go down the list. Ms. Rock, listen, here's the thing. I know Power Town, and, bad news, so newspapers and TV commercials, just like CNN, they can't wait for something bad to happen around the world. And then it's all bad news, sell newspapers and TV commercials. But I, as, news editor and owner of a news license for several different, cities around the country, I try to say that there are a lot of good things going on. There's a lot of good people, doing good things in these communities. If you hear about Atlanta, you hear about Stone Mountain, you hear about, Miami, Florida, you hear about, Austin, Texas, it's always about a home invasion or some kind of killing. But the thing is that we need help to keep the good news on the front page. Trisha?
Yes.
Trisha? Can you give your contact information, and we'll go down the list real quickly?
Okay. I can be found at TrishaBailey80@gmail.com, and my number is 404-441-0075. And I'm on Instagram at LookoutLady, and LookoutLady1.
And you're on Facebook?
I'm on Facebook, yes, at Trisha Bailey.
Okay. Ms. Maddie Rock, can you give your contact information?
Yes. You can find me on Facebook under Maddie Rock. That's MattiRock. I have about three pages there. And I also have Rocks Networking Unlimited on Facebook, as well as RNU Technomedia Films at Facebook. My number is 770-374-2855. Pick up the phone and call me. We need to get you on board for the parade.
All right. 310. Do you have your contact information?
Yes. This is Frederick Na. And again, thank you so much for having me on the show with all you guys. I meant to tell Inspector Trisha that I actually work with lots of different artists within Atlanta, Georgia. So I know you say you're looking for some youth and everything. So I'll be sure to get in contact with you on that and with everyone else.
Okay, yes, definitely. And I also have organization that might be able to help you too with the sex trafficking. I work with a company called One Billion Rising. That's coming up in February. That might be able to help you.
About that? Yeah, I actually shot a music video. My first film I directed was a music video with Sam Collier and Fly Music that I did with Chad Tennis. That was called 1 Billion Rising, actually, in 2014.
Yes.
So that's perfect. That's coincidence.
Yes.
Amazing.
That's a good organization I'm working with also.
Excellent. You can find me, Frederick.
Darian.
Oh.
Okay, go ahead, Fred.
Yeah. You can find me over at www.vizhen.com. My email address is fred@thedmaagency.com. That's fred@thedmaagency.com. And on all social media platforms, you can find me at I am Fred Na. And then my business line is 323-524-8099. That's 323-524-8099.
Okay, Dorian, can you give me your contact?
Sure. You can reach me on Facebook as well as via email at DLT, D like David, LT, Entertainment, 9911@gmail.com. You can find me on Facebook at DLT Entertainment. And you can reach me by phone at 470-755-7055. That's 470-755-7055.
And I have this individual who called, and she's doing something. Listen, my show goes around the world, and it's getting ready to go viral as soon as I hang the phone up. All the links I sent to you on your Facebook wall, in about 30 minutes, you'll be able to, you know, listen to your you know, conversation on the talk show and share it. The more you send it, the tighter it gets. Dorian, you understand what I'm talking about. Larry, you know what I'm talking about. It's the bandwidth, and the more people that you share with, is that what we're trying to do? And I would love for all you all to come back, but let me just see if this show had any kind of effect on this young lady named Zion. Zion?
I am here. How are you?
Okay, well, Zion, she's in Miami, Florida. You know, Larry, you're talking about the 26-year-old in Fort Lauderdale that did all this. Here's Zion. She's in Miami. She's a model, okay, Dorian. She is a community leader, Miss Rock, Trisha Bailey, okay. What did you gather from this talk show today that inspired you?
Oh, my gosh. What inspired me is that, like, God put us all together. And, because I just met you today, and it's just, like, that's what God is doing right now. He's bringing divine connections right now, and he has a message for everybody to just go into their purpose. And I really feel like right now the youth is the purpose, you know what I mean? And I had a campaign last year called Love Thyself, the Movement, and it was really reaching out to mothers because, you know, if you have a good mother, you can have a good child, you know? And I just feel like you guys are all connected to the same message. You just do it in a different way. That's all. Hello.
Well, this right here is last week. Can you give your contact information?
Oh yes. I'm on Instagram as at I am Zion Jarrett. That's spelled Zion like Z Y A N like Ryan, and Jarrett is J A R R E T T. I have if you look up Shannon S H A N N O N T E N N I L L E, you can see my life coaching work. Just look that up as a life coach. You can find me on YouTube through my life coaching work. And on Facebook, I'm Zion Jarrett. And you probably have to add me on my second page because that's the only place I have room. But, yeah, that's my information. My phone number is 786-356-8719.
Okay, well, anyway, listen, I want to say thank you so much for all you all taking your time out. The Winter Wonderland, supposedly in the Southeast and around the country. For those who need media exposure, I need, help for me to keep the good news on the front page. I have interns I work with. If you need media and, exposure, I can do that, and we need to do it. But we most importantly need to stop being afraid to help each other, come together like we did today. And we can't help others unless we can help ourselves get to a certain plateau of covering our nuts and bolts, our expenditures, and this and that. And if we can do that, then we'll be able to contribute and donate money, for other causes and other nonprofits and other schools and other situations. Of course, we got to do it. But in closing, this goes out to Fridger because he told me to play this. Thank you all so much, and one love.
I feel you, we're walking out. We're walking out. All day.
I challenge everyone to do something for someone else today, this month. Martin Luther King, Fred B. Man Watson, Black history. We're talking about America. Don't let them separate and divide us from helping each other.